Psalm number 103, we shall sing Psalm 103 and the opening verses 1 to 5. Let us read some verses in Matthew, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, and then some verses in chapter 7. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, and reading at verse 9, beginning to read, "Don't pray like the heathens, don't pray like hypocrites, pray as Christians, as God's children." At verse 9, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." And then at the end of Matthew chapter 6, we read at verse 32, "For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." And then in chapter 7, in Matthew, we read from verse 7 to 11. "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Let us pray together. Eternal God, our great heavenly Father, we are glad to be reminded of this great relationship of encouragement and sonship that God's people have through faith in Christ, that we are the children of the Most High, that we are the sons and the daughters of God, that we have been born into that family that is heavenly and everlasting, that we have been given a new position, a new place of adoption and privilege, whereby we inherit the promises and the possessions of our Heavenly Father, and where we have access to God as one who, as a father, welcomes his children, remembers our weakness and our waywardness, and whose great heart of delight and desire is to do us good. And this morning we are reminded through the words of our Lord Jesus Christ of these great realities. They so often escape us, O God. They so often seem to be strange and far away. And yet the people of God who know the conversion of the new birth, the experience of grace, that turnabout in life whereby we become new creations in Christ Jesus, those who know such an experimental knowledge, an experience that is unforgettable and unrepeatable, we know that God is our Father. And we read in the scriptures throughout, in the Old Testament as well as in the New, this same emphasis, this priority that God's people are God's children, as Israel of old were the children of God, not simply the children of Abraham, but the children of God's grace, and that God is their Father even then, a great holy Father in heaven. And we rejoice, O Lord, that in the new covenant this relationship is not abrogated or changed, but rather enlarged in clarity, in detail, and in privilege. And so as we come here once again as Christians, we pray that we would come as true Christians, not as heathens masquerading with a Christian garb, or hypocrites living with ritualistic pretenses, but as those who are cleaving to Christ inwardly and outwardly expressing the life of God's children. We give thanks, Heavenly Father, that this day is a holy day, that it is the day that reminds us of our Lord Jesus Christ in his resurrection, the empty tomb, the presence, the visible physical presence of Christ amongst his disciples, not simply appearing but speaking to them, giving them instructions and consolations, and listening to them as they would speak to him, and always fellowshipping with them in the breaking of bread and in the ordinary eating of food. Help us then to understand, Lord, the magnificence of this day, the significance of it, and the ever-going, everlasting implications of it, the eternal Sabbath rest that belongs to the people of God. And in these week-by-week Sunday rests, Lord's days, Sabbath occasions, we have foretastes and the beginnings of the everlasting joy. So we confess our need of grace to understand these things. We confess our need of forgiveness because we forget and ignore and sometimes even suppress these things. We confess, Lord, that the world appeals to us overmuch, and we appeal to the world overmuch. The world does not hate us as it hated Christ, because we are so unlike him and we are so silent and secretive about him. Help us, Lord, then this morning to worship as a congregation of committed, consecrated, converted believers, and that we would come to our Father who is in heaven, knowing that he cares for us. This is our prayer, O God Most High. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we continue to read in the scriptures in Luke's Gospel, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. And reading verses 1 to 8. And then we're going to read in chapter 11 in Luke's Gospel, verses 1 to 13. So we read in Luke chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge who feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continuing coming she wearies me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge says. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith in the earth? And then we go back to the 11th chapter in Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, and reading verses 1 to 13. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut. My children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needs. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And so on. Psalm number 103, we continue at verse 6 and sing to verse number 12. Verses 6 to 12, Psalm 103.